Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Although I have a lot of respect for Tom Waddle going across the middle, catching all those passes, I must say the only reason why he did that is because Tom Waddle is so slow. I mean, that man probably runs a 5.240 easy.
You know, Anthony, Tom Waddle actually set a postseason franchise record for receptions, and he got knocked around a lot in that game during the 1991 playoffs. Broadcasters Pat Summerall and John Madden gave him a lot of praise, and his performance got him a spot on the All-Madden team.
If the Bears don't have Waddle, they don't have anything today.
The first thing I can remember from that 91 playoff game against Dallas is just coming out underneath the goalpost, being introduced as a starting wide receiver in the National Football League, and just the feeling of, oh my goodness, what am I doing here? I had a dream of playing in the NFL when I was a young kid growing up in Cincinnati, but never really anticipated that I would be able to realize that dream.
That was everything there. That was a heck of a throw by Harbaugh, a heck of a catch by Waddle.
I remember Jim Harbaugh, the football player, as probably the greatest competitor I had ever faced. I think that was one of those days where Jim and I connected, and you find out early on what's working and what's not working. And really the only thing that was working was Jim throwing a football to me.
He gets hit every way but loose.
At that particular time, that was when I first started to feel a little bit fuzzy and kind of impressed by my vertical leap right there, I've got to be honest. I've said it a lot. Back in 1991, the early 90s, we just didn't know enough about concussions. And I think if we knew more about concussions, they would have been more cautious, not just in Chicago, but in all NFL cities. And they wouldn't have, you know, taken it lightly. We didn't take it lightly back then, but we just didn't know enough. And, you know, there's not one fiber in my body that has any regret or any sense of wanting to blame someone for continually asking me to go out and play. I did it because I love the sport. You know, it was an occupational hazard for me, so it was all good.
We're always looking for guys, Pat, for the All-Madden team, and I don't know that there's anyone. I mean, he ought to be the captain of it.
Here were the Bears with Tom Waddle, who was just trying like crazy, just getting knocked around. And here are the Cowboys with Michael Irvin. You know, I mean, and here was the ascendancy of the Dallas Cowboys.
Small, slow, and friendly, as Dan Hampton used to call me. I knew what I was. I was a role player. I was someone that had limited ability, but really thrived on the challenge of trying to prove people wrong.
Waddle's had a super day today in a big game.
There's no one in professional sports that I admire more than Mike Ditka and the opportunity he gave me. And, you know, I just knew he trusted me. And I don't think he ever had this wild thought that I was going to, you know, score an 80-yard touchdown every time I came out of the huddle. But he trusted that if he called my number, that I was going to make a play. And I can remember throughout the course of that game, whether we were at a timeout or, you know, a change of quarters or at halftime, you know, him coming to me and just kind of saying, keep playing, we'll keep coming to you, just keep delivering.
Pass is caught by Waddle.
I kept being fearful that the next snap would be my last, not because I was going to physically not be able to continue to play, but I always had it in the back of my mind that, you know, Coach Ditka cut me four times.
Waddle is back in the game, split wide right. And he gets the touchdown.
That guy's a football player. With a headache.
The final thing I remember is that I don't remember the fourth quarter of the game. You know, I only scored 9 touchdowns in my career, and one of them was in that playoff game in the fourth quarter, and not to remember it, you know, I feel like I was cheated. But, and ultimately, the memory is we lost the game and we didn't advance.
Before we leave this game, I think it ought to just be one more tip of our hats to Tom Waddle of the Chicago Bears and one of the most gutsy performances that I've ever seen.
I just feel so blessed in so many ways to have, A, been given the opportunity to play the game I love. It's play for the charter franchise. You know, the Chicago Bears are as meaningful to the National Football League as any team. To be in front of that crowd at Soldier Field and just know that you're doing something that you love to do, and people appreciate it, and they identify with the fact that you may not be the most physically gifted guy on the field, but they see a little bit of themselves in you. I mean, there are probably a lot of guys in the stands that were bigger, faster, and stronger than I was. And I think, you know, that was kind of the bond I developed with the Chicago Bear fan base. And it's one that I cherish and one that I'll always respect.
Tom Waddle is still a fan favorite. Kind of reminds me of someone else who was a former Bear who might not get recognized on the streets of Chicago, get stopped by fans, but was popular enough to parlay their career into a job with the media.
I'm pretty sure Tom Waddle does not fill the sexy category like I do.
So Tom Waddle had 9 receptions in that game, and his record was broken by one of your former teammates. Do you know who it is?
Really?
Yeah.
Was it me? I have a lot of receptions in practice.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely that one time you played fullback. It was definitely you.
Lindsay.
No, it was Matt Forte. He had 10 receptions in the 2010 NFC Championship game against the Packers.
Wow.
Yeah, your boy Forte.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's
not bad,
good.
Right?
Yeah, not bad at all. We should have won that game, though. Yeah. You keep reminding me of all this stuff,
Lindsay. I don't mean to. Up next, Anthony gives Jordan Mills a little rookie hazing in another installment of Big Guys in Compact Cars.
Favorite basketball player?
It has to be Michael Jordan.
Man, you just saying that because we're in the shot, man.
And it's somebody else, but I ain't going to say his name.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.